This is your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catrava. Earlier this week, I spent some time at Westminster College in Fulton for a symposium on religion that featured more than 40 experts. Cliff Kane is a religious studies professor at Westminster, and he was the chair of this year's symposium committee. Religion was one of those things his mother raised him not to talk about in public. That, along with politics and sex. With religion alone, he's breaking that rule.
Religion is as polarizing as politics and as passionate as sex.
I sat down with Kane to talk more about religion and what he sees as key issues. I should mention that Kane is a theologian who also has a degree in science.
I think one of the contemporary ones is how religion responds to the environmental crisis.
In other words, that's looking at sustainability and other concerns. That's exactly what the first session of the day was about. Kane summarized what J. Baird Callicott, a professor of philosophy at the University of North Texas, had said in his presentation about environmental ethics.
To deal with the environmental crisis, which is global by its very nature, we've got to have interaction with other religious traditions. And it's difficult because there's not one world religion, there are multiple world religions. So what becomes our entree talking with people of other faith? Well, A, it's got to understand, you got to understand those people's faith, but B, science has an international vocabulary that's shared by people around the world regardless of which religion to which they belong. So with faith-based kinds of motivation, but with scientific knowledge to let us know the kinds of things that need to be done, we just might be able to do something that would deal successfully with the environmental crisis.
As another key religious issue, Kane highlighted a topic a later speaker would tackle.
I think there are also issues about the new atheism. That is, not everyone is theistic. So how do we understand persons whose worldview is not informed by a belief in God or a belief in the gods? And how do we have a conversation with those persons instead of just kind of writing them off as being unacceptable or regrettable or condemnable?
Then, of course, there are current events, such as the deadly shooting at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin this summer and the outbreak of violence in Libya related to an anti-Islamic film.
So we know this symposium comes in the wake of some events that make it a very timely kind of symposium.
Kane says that timeliness shows just how relevant religion is. That concludes this week's Faith and Values Update. I'm Kelly Catrava. Thanks for tuning in.